Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Defense Department reportedly sitting on something. A lot of compelling evidence about encounters that the Navy pilots have had with unidentified flying objects. There are videos, there's pilot testimony, there's classified briefings on the UFOs. But at least for now, we aren't going to see any of that.
And that's because the Navy, in response to several Freedom of Information Act requests, said that releasing its UFO reports would be, and I'm quoting now, gravely dangerous to U.S. national security. So what do they know and what are they hiding? Nick Pope is an investigator and journalist. He used to investigate UFO sightings for Great Britain's Ministry of Defense back in the 1990s. So, Nick, is it safe to say that the Navy knows some very interesting details when it comes to the existence of UFOs?
Absolutely. Now, the three videos of U.S. Navy jets chasing UFOs, they've been in the public domain for a while now, and the Navy have said that they're unclassified. What's happened recently is we've learned that there's a secret video relating to this USS Nimitz UFO encounter from 2004 and top secret briefing slides on it.
Okay, so what is the thinking about what this is, a picture or video of, and also why is the government keeping it so classified?
Well, there really aren't that many possibilities with something like this. Effectively, it's either going to be our own secret technology, some black project perhaps being blind tested against the fleet to see how they react, or it might be Russia or China, or failing that, I mean, really we are looking at something genuinely unknown, and that's why people have said, well, maybe even extraterrestrial. And from what I understand, nothing has been ruled out. The Navy's official position as of a couple of days ago is still, we don't know, this is completely unidentified.
And I guess the phrase they use, right, damaging to national security, if we were to tell you everything, can be applied to all those situations, right? It'd be damaging if it was ours, because then everyone would know it was ours. It'd be damaging if China had something like this and we don't. Or if it's aliens, we all freak out, and that's not going to help things either.
Absolutely. And the definition of top secret information, of course, is information the release of which could cause exceptionally grave damage to the national security of the United States. And that's what they're saying, not about the briefing slide, that's highly classified at secret, but these, not the video, but the briefing slides. And the briefing slides are even more interesting, potentially, because we know President Trump said that he attended a short meeting about this. We know that several senators on the Armed Services Committee and the Intelligence Committee have been briefed. And these briefing slides, these top secret slides, they might have some answers.
Well, that's the thing. You mentioned President Trump. I mean, you know, President Trump is noted for talking about just about anything. And if he learned, being in the White House, that we had evidence of alien spacecraft, wouldn't he just tweet about it if for no other reason than to try to get aliens to vote for him?
Well, that might be fun, and yes, I guess we should watch the Twitter feed, but I suppose if even he doesn't tweet this, it makes one wonder, well, what on earth, or not on earth, could it be that is so secret, so sensitive, that even President Trump, who's pretty plain speaking, won't do it? And one of the senators who had these classified briefings, he came out of the meeting and he said, well, I can't discuss anything about it because it was highly classified.
So you're a guy who follows all of this stuff, obviously. When there were the articles written about it, when the pilots were talking and we got some of the tape and some of the pictures, how hopeful were you that it seemed like, oh, we're learning some more and it happened a few different times and, ooh, there's a kind of a path being created here and then all of a sudden, no, sorry, we're going to shut you down?
Well, we're definitely further forward with this than we were a few months or a couple of years ago. I mean, a couple of years ago, the official position of the United States government was, we don't even do this. Now we learn that the president's having meetings, there are classified briefings. So we are, this subject has come out of the fringe and into the mainstream, but still we're hitting some roadblocks, and there's still more to be uncovered on this.
You know, I guess I'm one of those who always wonder that if these things, whatever they are, but if they are from some other, planet, why don't they just, instead of teasing us, why don't they just sort of land like in Central Park, announce that they're here and they're, taking over?
Well, I guess it's almost like the Star Trek Prime Directive. Perhaps there's some sort of prohibition against contact with primitive civilizations, and to us...
Oh, that'll be us.
That's definitely us.
Yeah. We're too dumb for them to worry about.
Yeah, in a universe 14 billion years old, you can imagine civilizations with a few million years head start. And yeah, we're absolutely primitive to them, I'm sure.
What happened to the pilot who was flying behind this thing? Is he just like, okay, I'm tired of being asked about this now, I just want to go fly my jet?
No, I think he said one of them's out of the service. I mean, there are about five different pilots and radar operators on the record with this. One of them, the great quote that I remember from the very beginning of this was, "I don't know what it was, but I sure as heck want to fly one."
That's pretty good. All right, Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nick Pope, investigative journalist.